Hey. Number one message today. I harp on this a lot because it never gets old. Something tends to remind me of it constantly. You know, I'm watching people who are older reflect on their glory days as if the height of their potential was captured there. Not to say they're wrong for not pushing towards whatever it is they say they wanted or felt they needed, but you're not really out of contention until you stop, until you quit. I talk about this a lot. I talk about music. Guys get frustrated with their projects and set them down, start over again, and never get into seeing a larger vision for themselves. John C. Maxwell, who I speak of frequently, said this. Something to effect of, I'm going to mess this up, but it's basically what it is. You don't know that the path you're taking is incorrect. You don't know the full potential of it, the full scope of it, until you journey down the path. You can't get in the car, cut on the lights, and be like, I can't see my home from here. You understand? And I heard him say that, and it reminded me of something I say a lot, where you can't make a decision from too far away. Until you start walking your path, you don't really have an idea of what's what. You think conventional. The way things have been done, the way you've been told you can accomplish things, and you tend to put yourself in a box. We just use athletes as an example. You want to be an athlete, whatever sport it is. You have your 4 years of high school. You don't turn into what you think you will. Or let's say you do. And you play college. And you're pretty good at college, but you don't make it to a next step. There's not another area for you to take your talent after your 4 years up, assuming you don't make it to anything professional. This is where people fall off the path. Now you got to think, you're still basically in your athletic prime in your early 20s. But because you just stopped and didn't keep yourself in the game, didn't keep yourself ready, never knowing what will pop up, you basically quit. And you'll spend your 30s, even up to your 40, when you go, just say you play around in the sport activity you used to do when you were younger, you were pretty good at it. You'll play a lady like, man, I could have done this. I'm still in good shape after all this time. And it's funny because there's guys who play the sport, and because of the way technology is, he never could have foreseen it when he was coming up. But he kept himself attached to what he was good at, what he invested a lot of his time in when he was younger. And they found ways to monetize it. With the way the internet is and things like that, you don't know what current technology or development or revelation will come about to where you can apply something you already know and something you already do. And leadership is something that you have in sports. I've spoken on this before. People establish themselves right away. You can get on the court with 9 other people you've never seen before, but there's a leadership that establishes itself immediately. Somebody comes to the ball. Someone defers and lets somebody else get it. Someone hides from the ball. People see who is who. The higher the stakes get, typically. Doesn't mean you always win, but you keep yourself in contention, and we know who's folding and who just didn't get it done on that particular day. What reminded me of this again was me watching the playoffs yesterday. And the Patriots keep themselves in contention year after year. They don't win back to back to back. But since basically 97, if you want to include that, and then ever 2001 and everything since, they've kept themselves in contention. Every few years, they pop in there. They're right there on the verge. And that's where you want to keep yourself as an athlete, or keep yourself sharp in whatever skills you develop. Even if you do not see an end for it right now, there'll be another skill you develop later, and you see how it applies to the one you already excel in. Now, if you let your skills fade in that certain area, then you'll miss an opportunity. And you won't know it until the opportunity comes, which means you would not have time to sharpen back up. You would be totally out of shape and out of touch with what you could have done. You never let a skill you acquired fade off, rust up. I know it's harder to get up and find potential for doing it, because if you're an athlete, you want the attention, the accolades. It makes you somebody on your campus. That's your asterisk. You know, let's just say you're average or below at making friends, but because you excel at a certain sport or event, activity, that creates openings socially for you. So the incentive wears off. You're not in the immediate spotlight. You're not having a game coming up. So why would you keep yourself in shape? Why would you still hit the gym like you did once before? It has to be something larger. It always comes down to intent and your purpose. It always has to be something larger than getting the attention. Because attention will fade off. The initial thing you came in the game for will wear off. Think of it like an animal or insect shedding its initial skin, fur, whatever. As it develops, grows wings, in a butterfly's case. You still hold on to what you do, even if you're not getting the immediate rewards and you do not see an immediate reward for it. And many of the entrepreneurs who get millions to the second, they had to think unconventional. Doesn't matter how dedicated you are. Typically, if you come in under somebody in the company and you work with somebody else, yeah, it's been said you're making them rich, but more so than that, you're preventing yourself from reaching your potential as far as creativity and, how do we word it, just actual drive. You're limiting yourself. You never push as far as drive. You never take the chances. You never take the lumps. And you don't truly get a real life quality education. They can't prepare you for that in any type of school. You understand? Those real world lumps, you can't pay for that. You can't train for that unless you're actually getting the lumps. And that's where you start to find your way. That's where you're walking a path that actually exists based on things you've actually done. That's where you see what actually applies, and you can stop being unconventional, because the conventional way of thinking is a nice skeleton. It's a nice foundation to get you going. Same way public school system is a foundation to teach you to learn, to think for yourself, to retain and repeat information you've been given. But they don't know exactly who you are and exactly where you want to get. So they can't specify each lesson per kid. So they have to do it in classroom in basics. You're not going to lead a group of people with something you learn in school typically. You can be a leader in the company, but you probably won't be an entrepreneur with what you learned strictly in school. So a lot of what they teach you, you will not apply later. You won't need XY plus 7 equals 17 or nothing like that. That's just a way to help you think. That's all it is. And see possibilities and formulas and exercise your mind, basically. Now, there are some things I learned back in the day I wish I'd have kept, or times I'm sitting in class I wish I'd have paid attention. Especially when we went to that block scheduling. You're sitting in class for an hour and a half, you think I learned something. But certain classes like Algebra 2, I would just tune out. I'd sit in there, and if it was Monday, I'd think about what I did over the weekend. And if it was Wednesday, I'd think about what I'm going to do this coming weekend. So, if you're coming up, I would say maximize what they're giving you in school. Take that, because you're already there, and it serves its purpose. But you can't be so rigid in your thinking and have somebody else lay out a path you have to take. It doesn't mean it can't work. It doesn't mean you can't become super successful. But typically, the entrepreneurs you see who are creative and have their companies they usually have to come with something outside the box to be able to fill a need in the market. They can't improve upon what exists, true. But a lot of what they do is find a way to serve people faster that makes the typical way they did it antiquated. You can point to cabs and that Uber. Cabs are still around. Now, we don't know who's going to last in the long run. But right now, Uber is kicking them in the teeth. I know as far as me, I don't think to call a cab. I just hit the Uber man. It tends to be safer. The cabs are less likely to be hostile. Because they are now, because they don't know who they're picking up. When you pick up random people, you have to be on guard. A lot of them got bulletproof glass, a pistol or something on them. So it's just hostile and raggedy when you first get in. They show up way late. You need a cab, you might have to call that joint an hour in advance. And it might catch you off guard and come in 10 minutes, or it might take an hour and 40 minutes. So it's just raggedy service. You don't really know what you're getting, but because there wasn't anything that was truly competitive with it, they were getting away with murder. Talk slick, unsociable, you dig? That's on them, I can respect it. I also understand their stance. But because the model was improved upon, they either have to adjust or outlast and stay in the game. Maybe they come up with some way of refining what they do. Maybe they spin it off into something similar. But in the cab's case, for instance, long term, if I was talking to Mr. Cab himself, cab guy, the main thing for you to do is stay in the game right now. It looks like you've totally took an L with Uber and all them. You understand? And maybe you did. But if you keep yourself in the game, stay competitive, not necessarily with them, but keep yourself afloat, you always got a chance. And that's how you want to look at it in general. I didn't mean for all that to tie together, but me, you know. So you don't want to be 37 knowing you should have done and you didn't. Because I always say this, you've been in the world long enough to get bitter and have a deep understanding of what at that point 17 years of working is like. And you know you got another 17 at least to come. So you right there in the middle. You don't feel young no more. But I don't want this forever. That to say, my young guys I know that play basketball or something, and they mid-20s, do not quit what you're doing. It doesn't mean you're a dreamer. You have nothing else. And you sit around and you make everybody hang on the hopes that you're going to become some superb basketball player, opportunity going to shake loose. No. You never move like that. You commit, as Grant Cardone says, you commit and you get creative after you commit. You jump first and you get creative after, and you'll keep yourself afloat, right? However, what I say, you commit, but don't lock yourself in. Meaning, you don't box out your other options. So you still get your money, you still make your way. You understand? You still get regular man money, but you still do what you do. I'm leaving the gym. It's 5-something a.m. I usually get there around 3:30, get some shots up. I always keep myself ready just in case something pops off. You never can tell. You know, I always keep myself in some type of shape. Right there, 60-70%. So if any opportunity, in anything I do, I always keep myself semi there. And you should too, young man. You 20-something, you keep yourself in the game. Because don't think so conventional. It may not be you getting drafted out of college. You being a high school phenom. You've internalized the losing and being average at this stage. But you're going to change every 3 years, every 5 years. So you may get so heavy in one area that it propels the others. And everything attached to your name can catch fire and get a better opportunity based on name. I think Donald Trump said something similar, and so did Russell Simmons way back. That basically people would do business with them even though they were bankrupt or they were in an unfavorable position. It didn't make sense on paper. If they weren't Donald Trump and they weren't Russell Simmons, nobody in their right mind who has business acumen would deal with them. And especially front their money. But because of who they were by name, maybe the people didn't do thorough research. But they kept funding them. They kept staying available to them. And basically, once they became who they were, near anything they touched had the potential and likelihood to be something. So you don't be 27 and get popular because you create a sports drink. You end up mixing with athletes and coaches, and you got the knowledge of the sport you're into or the thing you're into, and you got a chance now to capitalize on it just by association, just by dumb luck, and you're ill prepared because you let your skills rust. There's no way to move. So I don't talk dream anymore. I talk plan. However, it's always cool to keep something a little out of reach, because it'll bore you just to have things lined up that you can do, that you have the ability to do, and it makes sense to do. Now, you want 97% of what you do to go that way. But as much as I speak down on the dreamer and dreaming and living in a dreamland, fantasy land, I do say, keep the excitement and the childlike wonder about life and living itself. Keep something a little out of reach. Keep a dream a little in front of you. Even if it's the carrot on a stick you never quite touch, the possibility is there and you're here. Represent. And even more so than that, be kind, be pleasant, be great. Freeze this, freeze that.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.